I'm playing in your memory, part of your identity. When you're ready, please let me in.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. I repeat, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 27th, join the Office of Health and Wellness for coffee with the Counselor Center. This will be happening in Hunt Union by the reception desk from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Monday is Chuck's Comedy Club, so head on down to the Waterfront Room in Hunt Union to see Sam Morrison perform from 9 to 10 p.m. On Tuesday, October 28th, join the SUNY Oneonta Music Department for the Alden Room Concert Series featuring pianist Adam Kent. This will be happening from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday is Trivia Tuesday, so head on down to the Red Dragon Theater to join Student Association for a round of trivia. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Women's and Gender Studies Department for their event YWGS, happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room. On Thursday, join the Film Club for their Filmoween event, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. Friday, October 31st, is Halloween. Join Student Association for Halloween and Hunt, happening from 7 to 11 p.m. Have a safe and fun Halloween, everyone. Saturday, November 1st, join Club Odyssey for an event happening from 7 to 10 p.m. on Main Street. And lastly, on Sunday, November 2nd, join WONY for our general body meeting happening from 3 to 4 p.m. Come learn all about us. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Keep it locked and have a great week, everyone.
Boys and girls, I'm getting tired of the disrespect. We won't stop till we rule the world. It's our time, we are next. Our sails about to be set. Things ain't nothing yet. Tell them who's in charge so they don't forget. What's my name? What's my name? Say it louder. What's my name? What's my name? I'm the queen of this town. I call the shots, you know who I am. I don't need to win no fake crown.
stand up to me, you don't stand a chance. It's our time, we are next. My crew's as real as it gets. The worst are now the best. And leaving our team will be the last regret. What's my name? What's my name? Say it louder. What's my name? What's my name?
Bad girls have all the fun. Never learned how to count cause I'm number one. Ready, here we come, we always get our way. It's a pirate's life, every single day. Hey, she's the captain, I'm the first mate. Enemy seasick, can't see straight. Come on fish bait, throw him on a hook. Give myself so hot, they get burned if they look.
It's all eyes on me, let me see him. I see your eyes on me, boys. Hey, you know what my name is.
hospital. The sirens go all night. I used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past. But I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween, and we can be anything. Oh, come on. Can be
everyone on this fine Sunday morning. My name is Anna. I'm your DJ on air, and you are back with another episode of Cleaning Out the Attic. Yep, that is right. I hope everyone had a wonderful Halloween weekend. I know I did. It was pretty all right, like that. It was pretty all right. All right, we're going to get started here again. I know I'm late, guys. I feel like I'm always late to the show, but that's just due to the nature of this building and that I can't get in until exactly 10 a.m., is there something I could probably do to correct this? Yes. Is that on my list of priorities right now? No. So, sorry to disappoint you guys. All right, I'm going to take a second to get set up here. And while I get it set up, you just hang on, relax, and listen to this music, okay? I'll be back in a second now.
Thank you. The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
And we are back with another episode of Cleaning Out the Attic. My name is On. I'm your DJ On Air. And we have some CDs from my attic for us to listen to today together. First off, let's have a little chit-chat, guys. What's going on? How is everyone doing? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Wow. Mm-hmm. Dude, no way. Girl. Wow. All right, I'm glad we got that out the way. No, my Halloween weekend was good. I got to watch Harry Potter 3 with my dear friend Lexi, and then we made a dump cake. Hey, call in if you've ever had a dump cake. Dump cake is like you take a pan and you fill it full of pie filling. You put some pie filling at the bottom, and then you put cake mix. You sprinkle that on top, and then you put an entire stick of butter on top. They said you could also use Sprite, but we use butter. And yo, that was good. That was really good. It gave me really bad heartburn, and I low-key couldn't focus on the movie at all because I felt so ill. And also because we ate an entire pot of pasta before that. But that was good. That was on Friday. And, oh, I hope everyone had a safe Halloween weekend. You know, I hope that everyone who was indulging in some alcoholic beverages or other substances did so safely and enjoyably. And I hope everyone had a great night. all right. Okay, I'm trying not to talk because I get excited when I get on the mic and I think back to last season. What was my show last season? Oh, What's for Dinner? Where I talked about food, but I also really just talked about anything else, and I was about to talk about Halloween. What do I think about Halloween as a holiday? It's all right. But Christmas is coming up. Yeah! I don't even celebrate Christmas, guys, but you know, all the jingle bells are about to get out, and they go ding, 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 Christmas, like that. And Santa's going to be there, and the cookies are going to be there, and everything's going to be red and golden and sparkly and beautiful. To everyone who just said, man, we haven't even got past Thanksgiving yet, I don't know. Who cares? I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Thanksgiving. But we could also just have a big dinner any day of the week. Do you know what I mean? So it's, you don't even need to say that for Thanksgiving. Really. All right. I'm so sorry. I just guzzled a ton of water before this and I'm burping everywhere. I kind of did have a sort of theme in mind for this show. But also I did just grab some random CDs. So a few of these we've heard before. I have Huey here, Huey Lewis in the News, just in case. I thought I might want to listen to some Huey. And we have the Jam Factory CD, which we didn't get through. So if you want, we could probably finish that off. Well, not finish it off, but we could watch a few more. I think we listened to the first three. And then another one we heard here before is Premillennium Tension and The Cure. But I have Massive Attack that we listened to last time, and I just went through and listened to the rest of them just to make sure it was kind of clean or like have an idea what was going on. I really like this CD, this Massive Attack Protection CD. This is really good. I really enjoy this. So we'll probably listen to the rest of it. Again, I have to make sure they're clean, but I feel like the rest of this album is pretty like ambient or just like what do you call it? Instrumental. So, I feel like there's a different word for that, other than instrumental. But whatever. And then we also have Portishead, which I can't remember if we listened to or not. No, we did. We played Mysterions, I think. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's alright. So, you know, those are kind of like in the same. The Cure album, not so much, because it's a little more like gothic, and they're like, that's how they sing on that one. But I don't really know. I also have the Skinny Puppy CD here, which album is this? This is Skinny Puppy Last Rites, which we cannot play because it's not clean. But I was listening to this yesterday, and I liked it, but I knew I wasn't really in the right headspace to listen to it because, you know, it's like droning, and it was more industrial than I thought it was going to be. I thought it would be more like rock-ish. Do you know what I mean? I don't know the right genre to not dad rock, but like sort of harsh hardcore-ish, you know? But it was actually very industrial and electronic, which I really enjoyed. I think I got through like the first four songs, which were good. And then I was like, oh, there's an 11-minute song on here. And that 11-minute song was my favorite. I think it was Download. Yeah, Download. It was just beep, boop, dee, 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 dee. So if I need an 11-minute break to go, like, use the bathroom or, like, I just don't want to talk anymore, we might be listening to the 11-minute instrumental, like, noise set on the CD. What should we start with? Let's start with Massive Attack. I'm pretty sure the rest of this album is clean, honestly. I will double check for you guys, because I would never want to offend anyone or, you know, make anyone uncomfortable. Yeah, I was right. The song is an instrumental. So we're going to listen to Weather Storm, which I think that might be my favorite song on the CD. And another thing, I'm not actually sure if the CDs are albums, because sometimes I look at them and it's like a compilation. So I apologize if I say like a CD is an album and it's actually just a playlist. Excuse me. So we're going to go to track 4, and I think this is my favorite track so far. And I hope everyone can agree with me. I mean, it's fine if you don't, but I'm just saying, it'd be nice if you would. All right, this is track 4 on Massive Attack Protection, Weather Storm. Please take a listen, guys.
Thank you. just because you're down, just cause you're blue.
So those three songs were by Massive Attack off the album Protection. That was Weather Storm, Spying Glass, and Better Things. I really, really, really love this album. I will probably find somewhere to listen to the rest of their music, or at least another one of their albums somewhere. Honestly, we might have some Massive Attack CDs here in the studio. I just have to dig through all the CDs. So, but if I did, then it wouldn't be cleaning out the attic. But I don't know. Maybe we can rediscover something new. I really love Weather Storm. I was actually really surprised to find out that some people can't really follow along with music unless there's lyrics, or like they don't really like it unless there's lyrics. But I absolutely adore an instrumental track. Absolutely, I do. Especially love a weirdly ambient or like, I don't know. Anyways, it turns out this genre is trip-hop, which I thought I hated, but this is good. I have the wiki open. You guys want to hear a little bit from the Wikipedia, the Massive Attack Wikipedia? For the Nicki Minaj song, Seeing Massive Attack song, okay. Nicki has a song also named Massive Attack. Okay. Massive Attack are an English trip-hop collective formed in 1988 in Bristol, England. Excuse me, I just burped. By Robert... By Robert 3D Del Naja, Grant Daddy G. Marshall, Adrian Tricky Thaws, and Andrew Mushroom Vowels. Okay. The group currently consists of Del Naja and Marshall. Okay. They released their debut album in 1991, Blue Lines. Is generally considered the first album of the trip-hop genre. Oh, they originated the genre. Wow, I didn't know that. First album of trip-hop genre. Okay, cool. The single, Unfinished Sympathy, is not on this album. It's a chart hit in Europe. Oh, top Dutch 40, okay. 63rd greatest song of all time. That's pretty good. In 1994, they released their second album, Protection. That's the one we're listening to. So we're listening to their second album. Thaws left the band. They released their third album, Mezzanine, giving them first on the UK album chart. Also the top 10 single, Teardrop. Oh, okay. So we gotta go find their third album, because it seems like that was the really big hit one. Alright, that was really awesome. Definitely we'll be trying to finish this album off at some point. I think there's only 4 songs left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, 4. Because of that, yeah. Only 4 songs left. So we'll need another 2 shows to get through them. But we're gonna get through them. Because they're all really good. I mean, I also like Protection. We listened to I can't remember what we listened to, but I know we listened to the first 3. And I'm pretty sure we listened to the first 3 off the Portishead album, too. So I remember queuing up Mysterions. And I think I didn't like it as much as Massive Attack, but we're just going to go ahead and keep going, because they're pretty similar. I will open up the wiki page after these songs, but I believe this might also be trip-hop, so we'll see. Alright, what is this? This is It Could Be Sweet by Portishead on the album Dummy. Please take a listen, everyone.
It's a fire. These dreams that pass me by. This salvation I desire keeps getting me down. 'Cause we need to recognize my
testify or tell. It's fooling us now. So let it be known for what we believe in.
Back with me on. So what did you guys think about that one? I thought it was it was all right. I didn't like it as much as Massive Attack, but I have a feeling that's just going to be the theme for all the rest of the songs. Is I think I just won't like them as much as Massive Attack, which is fine. You know, obviously, we're cleaning out the attic. We're discovering things, right? So it's okay. What I was going to say is that those songs that played... I mean, I like this album. I kind of listened to it on, like, not really intently, but I put it on in the background. I was doing work or something. And this album just seems weirdly, like... disjointed to me. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, it just kind of feels like, oh, okay, yeah, put this backing track. Okay, yeah, put the church organ. Oh yeah, all right, now start singing on it. Like, I don't know, it just didn't, it, I feel like it wasn't as strong for me in terms of, well, I don't even know if this is trip hop. Also, something, can I say, both in Premillennium Tension, Portishead, and Massive Attack even, they all have, like, at least one song that's reggae. And I don't know if that's, like, you know, normal. But I don't know. I just feel like it's weird that there's always just, like, one reggae song. Which that might just be part of, like, the, like... genre or something. I don't know. I have the wiki here. Also, if you guys are wondering why the noise, there's something playing, I just turned automation on low. You guys can have a little backing track. Let me know how you guys, let me know what you think. This is making you mad? Let me know. Okay. Portishead. I actually even think you guys can hear it. I can hear it. It's so funny. Portishead, all right, turned off. It's distracting me. All right. Portishead are an English electronic band. See, okay, they're electronic, not trip hop. Electronic band from 1991 in Bristol. Oh, everyone's from Europe. The band comprises Beth Gibbons on vocals, Jeff Barrow, multiple instruments and production, and Adrian Utley, guitar. Dave McDonald, an audio engineer who helped produce their first two albums, is sometimes regarded as the fourth member. Well, that's nice. Portishead album Dummy. This is Dummy, I believe, yes. Fused hip-hop production with atmospheric style reminiscent of spy film soundtracks and yearning vocals from Gibbons. It was met with critical acclaim and commercial success, becoming a landmark album in the emerging trip-hop genre. There's a lot of trip-hop in my attic. What's going on? The other two studio albums, Portishead and Third, received similar acclaim, but probably not as good, since they just said similar acclaim. Let's look at the... Let me click on the trip-hop entrance. Oh, turn on battery saver. You have 10% battery left. Well, that's not good. Not... Oh, trip-hop. Not to be confused with ilbient or chill-hop. Okay. Defined as psychedelic fusion of hip-hop and electronica with slow tempos and atmospheric sound. Styling merge... And the more experimental variant of breakbeat from the Bristol sound scene. Okay. A sampling from movie soundtracks and other eclectic sources. Okay, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, the whole thing felt very ambient. And very electronic, which I really appreciate. But I think something about the slow makes me think that it's, like, weirdly acoustic. Which it's obviously not, but... I don't know, something about that is good. I'm kind of just chatting the day away, because we are arriving on our second hour. So we're going to stop for break pretty soon, just to play our PSAs and the like. And, guys, I don't know what just happened. I think the massive attack hit me like a brick. I got to lay down. I will say all of these albums sound really good on like the studio speakers. I feel like I talked about this, but it, you know, because I have a pair of headphones, but you know, there's also speakers in the studio. But they just sound better. Usually when I was having my show last year, obviously I played a lot of newer music, and all that sounds really good on headphones, like earbuds. But these just sound really good on the monitors. I mean, and I can't even say that it's like, oh, the headphones are better than monitors. Because these are, like, all the equipment in here is pretty nice. So, I don't know. I think also just having music not in your headphones kind of makes me want to dance more. I think that's what it is. Has a larger effect on me. We're going to go to break. Everyone, if you put your laundry in the washing machine, go check on it now to see if it's time to put it in the dryer. Okay, that's important. Now, a lot of people don't think about that. You got to think about that. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be right back after these moments. Bye.
What a nice day. I should put on some music. Aw, rats. My speaker ran out of battery. Don't worry, I brought my radio. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content.
If you come across hateful posts on Yik Yak, here's what you can do. Number one, report the content. Tap three dots on the top right of the post, select report content, and choose why the post violates Yik Yak community guidelines. Number two, downvote the post. If a post receives 5 downvotes, it will be permanently deleted.
Remember, bias incidents or harmful messages can be reported directly to BART, even if they come from online. Let's